Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Mariners are 2-0 after opening their regular season against the Oakland A's in Tokyo, Japan this week. In the second game on Thursday, the Mariners and a sold-out crowd honored Ichiro Suzuki as he retired from professional baseball. But Ichiro may not be the only fan favorite leaving the team this season. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about all the changes going on with the team. Art, Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto has said this season is going to be a step back. What does that mean exactly?
I'm not really sure. The temptation is to call it tanking. And that's an expression developed in the NBA where teams deliberately lose games in one season in order to acquire the highest draft picks in the next season. The Mariners aren't quite doing that. They've got a lot of older players still participating. It's not like they're playing rookies to lose 120 games. They've actually got some decent veterans, and they could be in contention, which actually kind of is counterproductive in some ways in terms of developing young talent.
One question hanging over the team is the future of pitcher Felix Hernandez. You don't expect him to be around much longer.
Felix just isn't cutting it anymore. He had a terrible spring, and it doesn't look like he's going to make the changes that some veteran pitchers do to accommodate the consequences of aging and arm fatigue. So I don't know that he's going to survive past April, and they may just have to cut him and eat $27 million because that's his salary this year and he's got no trade value. They also have others in the starting lineup that aren't going to be part of the Mariner future. They have a 36-year-old designated hitter, Edwin Encarnacion, who has been a great home run hitter. He's got the most homers in the major league since 2012, but he had a terrible spring. The Mariners got him to trade him, but he's hitting so poorly, he may have no trade value. Another guy they acquired, Jay Bruce, is 32, playing first base, and he's here to be traded as well. So it's a jumble in this lineup starting the season. It's going to have to sort out, but how it does, I have no idea.
Well, they do have some younger standouts.
Right. There were three other guys that were new to the starting lineup this week in Tokyo, the most prominent of which is Domingo Santana, the left fielder. He had a grand slam in the opener. He's 26, and I think he's the most ready for the major leagues among the passel of prospects that DePoto acquired in the offseason. They have two other new starters, Tim Beckham at shortstop. He was a free agent acquisition, and catcher Omar Narvaez. I think he's also a placeholder for a younger talent.
And then we do have some names that fans will know in addition to Felix Hernandez. Mitch Haniger is returning in the outfield. Kyle Seager is back, but he's not going to be around for a while.
Right. And Kyle injured a finger, and he's going to be out at least through May. So third base is going to be filled by Ryan Healy, another holdover from last season. But Seager is the most familiar among the position players, and now he's injured. There also are familiar figures on the starting rotation. Marco Gonzalez is the new number one starter, and free agent acquisition from Japan, Yusei Kikuchi, is the number two pitcher. They also have holdovers Mike Leake and Wade LeBlanc in addition to Felix. But whatever you do, don't ask me about the bullpen.
Okay, yeah.
The number one reliever from last year, closer Edwin Diaz, was traded in the offseason with Robinson Cano. And that position is going to be held perhaps by half of Seattle as well as a lot of other people in the bullpen. I don't even think manager Scott Service knows what he's got in the bullpen, and that's a work in progress throughout the season. As is this team, it's going to be high adventure to sort this roster out, and where it goes, don't ask me.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.